And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to yet another chapter of Murder in Mirabar. We are so happy to be coming to you unexpectedly on a snowy night. We know we're a little bit behind. We missed a night last week, but we get an unexpected night this week because, very frankly, most of us are snowed in. Our cars can't go anywhere. We're trapped. So somebody had the great idea, hey, let's play a little D&D tonight. So we got a nice fire going in the fireplace. Cat's on the cushion here at the home base in West Olympia, and we're going to play a little D&D and do another episode of Murder in Mirabar. As is always the case, we hope that you are safe and healthy and happy wherever you may be. We know you're all over the place, and a lot of the places that you are, it's pretty cold and pretty snowy, if not both, right now. So we hope you're hunkered down and bunkered down and doing good. We also like to thank the fine folks at Wizards of the Coast, up the highway in Renton, Washington there, for making the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition content open source, as they do, allowing us to play this awesome game. We also are going to probably spend a good chunk of time tonight on Roll20, using those maps and minis. And so if you're looking to play online D&D, especially during this continuing pandemic, man, Roll20, they've got all kinds of great features, and you really should check them out. They make it so possible for us to do a lot of the things that we do. And then in terms of the sound, we want to thank the Discord app. Everybody's at their various individual mics, coming to you solo, and then I mix it all together right here in Olympia. But what makes that all possible is Discord. And so if you do any of your gaming over Discord, or maybe want to avail yourself of some of the cool features that they have, that have in some cases nothing to do with gaming, please do check them out, because they are a worthy bunch of folks. And with that, on a snowy Saturday night, I think we are all ready to rock and roll. Yep, that's good, that's good. And we are set for another chapter of Murder in Mirabar. So last we left you, you all had wandered. Well, you hadn't wandered. You knew where you were going. Had headed into the Undercity Caverns through the Zentarim Caverns under Mirabar. Helya had led you. She's also got the map in her head in terms of where you're going. And she's got the map in her hand. But you guys found the entrance and were able to make your way into the under caverns of the Undercity there, under Mirabar, and very quickly, upon entering it, you had found yourselves challenged by the it's hard, you guys don't know a lot about Blatt yet, but by the demon Blatt and his, first of all, his pet stone golems, but just as you had sort of been dealing with the stone golems, big change. Here came right behind them his pet mauve worms that were making its way down the tunnel. And I think you may find that tunnel fighting is a little bit different than fighting out in the open, especially when you're dealing with these very, very powerful worms. So everybody is up on the old roll 20 here, and I take a look at where we had left off in the initiative order last time, and our last turn had been Moradin himself. And to refresh, you've got these three tunnels coming right down towards you. The two on either side are blocked off by a large stone golem, and it looks like Rick, Murdermead, your rogue, has gotten in behind one of them on one side, and then Lastgate has his construct, his own little magical metal meat shield up behind another one, but then just as we were going away, down each column is coming a very large-looking worm that has a gaping, hungry maw, and behind the center worm, you see a familiar figure that you thought you had dealt with. You had already killed Blot, but what looks like it's either Blot or it is an identical copy of Blot is coming right down the center behind his center worm. So, first turn here in at the end of round three is going to be the worms. So, here they come, and we'll move them down. Let's see, what's his movement? 5, 10, 15, so he can engage with large Moradin, and Rick has one on him there. I can move him over just a little bit. There we go. So here come our worms. So let's roll them up. Let's start with Worm Red on Rick. He is going to make two bite attacks, and he is flanking you because of that stone golem, so he's got advantage. So, Rick, let's see. That's going to be a 24 for the first one.
Yeah.
And here comes the second one. That's even higher. That's going to be a 27. So that's...
That one misses.
Really? Oh, nice. Nice, nice, nice. Okay, so let's roll up the damage there. This is going to be piercing damage. So this is 1, 2, 3. All right, so this is going to be... Ooh, this is not going to be good. So this is going to be 24, 30... 33, 34.
Rick, remember you can 40, use luck to make them reroll as well.
46.
Yeah, but he has advantage, so it wouldn't really help too much.
Rick, you're going to take 50 points of piercing.
Okay.
And you're going to give me a DC, this is actually not bad for you, a DC 19 dex save.
That's still pretty high. Okay, I'm gonna use a luck point.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Ow. Okay, so I fail.
Okay, you are swallowed. Moradin, you're probably the only person. Well, no, he comes down. This worm comes down pretty low. So, Helya, you could probably see this as well. Lastgate, this worm comes down and just. Takes a big hunk out of Rick and then just swallows him. Now, while you're in there, Rick, you are not going to... You can't get struck, but you are going to take poison damage.
Right.
Acid damage at the start of each of the worm's turns. Okay, so that was Worm Red. Worm Red. Okay, let's go to Worm Blue, which is over here beside the construct, and he's going to make two attacks on that construct. Here comes the first one, and he also is flanking. That's not great. 20? Lastgate, does 20 hit your metal man there?
Looking right now, 20 hits.
20 hits, okay.
Here comes an 18.
Here comes the second hit. That definitely hits. That's even more. Okay, so he's going to take 2. Man, having these guys flanking the golems is just brutal. All right, so here comes... 27, 35, 37, 41, 47, 53. He's going to take 61 points of piercing damage. And he is going to make a... Can you have your metal man there, your iron giant, make
a... What is the condition in which this is being made?
They're piercing?
No. That he's trying to resist. What is this?
He's trying to resist being swallowed.
Is that, like, incapacitated?
Well, no, it's just physically being sucked into the creature. If you get swallowed, you will be... let's see. Swallowed creatures. You are blinded and restrained if you're swallowed.
Okay. But not incapacitated?
No, you could still...
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, you're just restrained. I mean, you can still do...
He can't... He's resistant... Or he is immune to being poisoned and has poison resistance.
Yeah, this is not poison.
Okay. All right. So that's that. He
that's
also
the deck
takes,
save.
Did he make just one attack against me?
He made two.
Two? Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. 1 second. He takes 17 points of fire damage just from hitting him.
Ooh, 17 points.
Because his body is heated metal.
Ooh, wow. Ouch. Just grabbed a hot stove. Hot stove.
Yep.
Okay,
and
that
what's
hurt.
The save?
Okay, he makes
dexterity
the save.
Save? No, dexterity save?
Dexterity save. It is a dexterity save.
He does not make the save.
Hmm. Now, here's the thing. I just took heat damage from touching you.
Mm-hmm.
Would I swallow you? Hold on. Let me look at this thing's intelligence. It's like, I just touched that hot poker and it really hurt. Maybe I should eat it. His intelligence is minus five. He's eating that thing. Okay. So he is going to come down and eat and swallow your metal guy. But as soon as he swallows it, why don't you roll me whatever damage I just... whatever the dice is for the damage from hitting you, roll that for one more hit.
8 points of fire damage.
And another 8. Yeah, you can see this thing just starts to... Well, let's see. Would you see it? Looks like Jamez would see it there in the cavern behind the stone golem. Jamez, you just see Lastgate's metal construct there get swallowed by this worm, and this worm just starts to writhe and thrash against the walls of the cavern in obvious pain, which is not good. God, it's a stupid thing for a worm to do. But, hey, that's what happens when you have a one intelligence. Alright, and that leaves Worm Green. Worm Green is on Moradin.
When he approaches, he would take the Spirit Guardian's damage.
Yep. Okay, so how much is that?
First, I need to make a DC 16 Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. You need Mr. Worm to make it?
Yeah, the worm would
need
to make it.
He's not gonna make this. No, he misses by a great deal.
In that case, he takes 13 radiant damage.
Ooh, okay, radiant. That's not good. And he was already a little hurt. Okay, so that's... Okay, so, but he takes that radiant damage, but he still approaches.
That's it for me.
Okay, all right, so now he's gonna take his one attack on you. He does not have you flanked in any way, so this is just a straight roll.
I'm actually dodging, so it would be...
You're still dodging? Okay.
Yep.
Dodging. Let's see. Well, that's 2 11s. 21 hit?
21 is enough, yes.
Okay, so there's one, and here comes the second one. Oh, and a natural one, so that's going to miss. So, you're going to take... 11, 13, 18. You're going to take 28 piercing, and you do not have to make a dex save because I cannot swallow you. Okay. So that is the end of that round. Takes us up to Helya. All right. It's gotten serious. You've got these worms in the fight. You've Rick swallowed. You can see way back here a Blot, who it looks like you guys dealt with already, but he seems to be back. What's up? What you gonna do?
Just gonna leave.
Okay. later, Gators. Good luck to you, fellas. This stuff got real.
I had to restart my character sheet.
It's all right. You are at the top of the round there.
I have my character sheet off in Caleb's old game for Helya.
Okay.
She hasn't given me one in here yet. Wink, wink.
Yeah, you need to give her a character sheet.
I need to give her a character sheet in this game?
In Roll 20, because she's been using mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can show me how to do that later.
The old companions game.
Oh, okay.
But it crashed out on me.
So that's all right.
I'll load back up. All right. All right. So, trying to get a feel of the situation here. We have...
You have two swallowed comrades. Well, no, you have one swallowed comrade and one swallowed metal construct.
Could I have seen him been swallowed? Because I've got giant Moradin. And
yeah. And yeah, it's kind of around a little bit of a corner.
Okay.
You know, but you're kind of special. I'm gonna say you could. Yeah, because of that arrow right there. Yeah. You had basically a you just were kind of trying to see through more than the stone golem, but you had line of sight.
I just have to go and get eaten. Bless it.
And of course, Jamez has a stone golem and a worm on him.
Yeah. I can't get into a position where I can do anything for Rick.
Can anybody here. Really?
Can I move here? That's the question.
You can't occupy the same square as John is, no.
No. Sorry, that... I meant here. It's not one of the clips in the game. Right there by last gate.
Right. Well, is that an occupiable square? Yeah, I'll say that less than half of that, or half of that or less, is taken up by cavern. So yeah, you could put yourself there. Yeah.
Put myself here, and then just see if I can see.
Yeah, no, you got two different corners. That would be like an S-shaped arrow shot.
Should have been an arcade fighter. I could have done it. All right. I'm just gonna shoot. Guy, I guess.
Shoot green worm? Okay.
Yeah, green worm.
Okay.
With my heavy crossbow.
Go for it. Take some shots. He is the one who has taken the most damage easily.
That'll be a 25.
That'll hit.
So it'll be 14 piercing.
Okay, 14. Oh, he's not looking good. Okay.
Oh, and then that'll be a 22.
That'll also hit. He's big in a tunnel. He ain't hard to hit.
Right. Are we 11?
Oh,
10.
Damn. One more level. I get the third attack. But that'll be 26 piercing damage. Good.
Ooh. He's hanging on, but not by much.
So I don't think I can do anything else.
These guys are glass cannons. Actually, they're kind of meaty, sausagey cannons, but yeah.
Meaty sausage cannons.
Yes. All right.
I don't like that. But that'll be my turn.
That's going to be you. Okay, Jamez, you're up. You have you're in an interesting situation. You've got the stone golem still in front of you, large, blocking the tunnel, but you can see kind of around the curve behind him this thrashing worm that is obviously in great pain because it has done something very dumb.
Hey, it looks like you bit off more than you can chew.
Ooh.
And you, big one. Let's see if we can chip some off the old block, shall we?
Do it.
And he's gonna take a couple attacks at him.
Stone Golem Blue. Do it.
Which is no longer an advantage. Oh, so close. 25.
Oh, that'll definitely hit.
27, sorry.
Okay, that'll hit more.
Oh, nice. 9, 12, 14 damage.
14.
Then another attack. 23 to hit.
That'll also hit.
17.
Another 17 damage.
Another 17. Let's see. Okay. Doing head math. All right. Let me check something here. All right. And are you going to move at all? Is that your turn?
No,
you all good?
He's going to stay right there.
Stay right there, blocking just, that thing up?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
And just for reminders, due to my rage, anyone within 10 feet of me still gets that plus one to AC.
Excellent. Okay, good for me to know. All right. Rick, that takes us to you. You are currently blinded and restrained, so you are inside this worm. You can barely sort of move your arms around, but you do have total cover against other effects and attacks outside the worm, but you can smell that there is just an acid smell around you everywhere. What are you going to try to do here?
Well, because I'm restrained, I can't really escape, but I can try to stab my way out.
You can.
Disadvantage.
Right, disadvantage.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
20 hit the inside of this thing?
It does, in fact, yes. Hard to miss. You're inside. So, yeah. Yeah, you can do some damage. And if you do enough, who knows? He might even spit you out.
Is 9 points of damage enough?
No. No, no, no. But it doesn't hurt. I mean, yes, it hurts. But, I mean, every little bit helps.
Wait, so this with the
Has
rapier?
Has the enemy when he had a sneak attack?
It's an unseen. I'm gonna rule that if you've swallowed something, you know where it is.
Okay.
It's just. I feel like that's just physics.
God, I hope so.
But yeah, yeah. It's just one of those things.
But doesn't the rapier deal extra poison damage, and you only did 9 damage?
9.
Good
I rolled
lord.
A 3.
Oof.
You did okay.
And it's a save against the poison damage, and I'm pretty sure this thing's immune to it anyway.
You might be surprised. What do I have to save?
I believe it's a con save, DC 15.
Let me look at my immunities. No, I'm not immune to poison. But my con's pretty great. What is it again? DC?
DC 15.
All right. I could still miss it. Oh, I made exactly 15. My cons. It's cons really high. Every other stat except strength is pretty crappy. But okay, so Rick, you are still within the worm. But you did some damage to it. You poked your little blade out, and if somebody were close enough to see you, which they're really not, they could maybe see something poking out the side of the worm's hide. Lastgate, what are you up to?
So I can see where Rick is, or at least was.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, I have a bonus action, right?
Yes. Yeah, you still can take your bonus.
I would like to apply my healing kit to myself.
Okay.
To wrap a bandage around.
me?
Yes.
Let me look at restrained really quickly here. Hang in. I'm not. That is okay.
It's trying to make an attack.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm just talking. You're talking about like getting something out of a bag and use it. Hold on.
Actions, one restrained.
A restrained creature's speed becomes 0. Can't benefit from bonus to speed. Attack rolls has disadvantage. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't say that you can't. I'll say that you could make a. A little bit of a heal check on yourself, and
I apply a salve.
Okay,
the bites.
So yeah, so if Moradin is close enough, he could maybe, for some reason, coming out of this worm is a little bit of humming and maybe some music. I am stuck on Band-Aid, because Band-Aid stuck on me. And just and the but again, he's inside the worm. It's a little odd there. Okay, Lastgate, you are up.
Okay. I can see the worm that has Rick swallowed, right?
Let's see.
You said before I
saw Rick. Yeah, I would think you could. Yeah, you could. It's actually a little bit more stretched out than it is there. Okay. On the. You can see the front of it.
How rough does it look?
How rough does that particular
does it
worm look?
Up at all?
No. Okay. It's Rick just took some damage, but yeah.
It's getting a fourth level fireball.
Oh. Okay.
What? Yeah. Okay. You can't be hurt while inside of it.
You can't. It's true.
You are total cover.
Yep. So okay. It needs to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
It's going
to
be... Oh, this is not its best thing. Here we go.
Is it or also the golem?
It depends.
Also the golem.
Where are you putting it? Yeah, okay.
As far back as I can possibly get it, so the golem will also be in within the radius. All right. Radius.
Let me... let's roll for the worm first, because that might change things. All right. And the worm rolls a natural one. It was going to have to roll almost like a 20 to get okay anyway. Okay, so what kind of damage does the worm take?
I am pulling that up right now for you, good sir.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to roll for the golem.
Sure.
Let's see. And that's still a dex save, which, again, not a golem's best thing. Oh, my God. Okay, so they both miss by a mile. So what kind of damage are we talking about here?
One more die. 39 points of fire damage.
Woofa! Okay, alright, so hold on. Some things are gonna happen here. So, Stone Golem Red takes 39. So that's gonna take him down to that. And then Worm Red takes 39. So that's gonna take him down to... Whew. Okay, Rick, you feel just this incredible, this like muscles are contracting all around you. You feel this heat suddenly, like the blast of a furnace, and suddenly this worm just. Hold on, I gotta move you. I gotta separate
you. Gotta move
you
the worm back.
Yeah, I gotta move the worm back. There we go, and it's gonna spit you, Rick, out right there. You're covered in sort of this acidic goo, but suddenly you breathe the damp cavern air again, and you are not inside the worm. There is a little bit of why am I covered with goo? But it's
a weak spot on the inside.
But a weak spot on the inside. Now that's true. And you have been regurgitated, and it took a big chunk of damage. Lastgate, you doing anything else?
Yeah. I don't have anything else as a bonus action that I can necessarily use. I don't think. Just want to make sure. No, I don't have anything else as a bonus action that I can do right now. However, at the end of my turn, the golem gets to make his attacks. He is restrained, so that's disadvantage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that is true.
Awesome. So he's going to make two slam attacks inside of the creature.
Oh.
First one does not hit. 2 and a 4. Second one is an 18 and an 18.
Those will both hit. That hits, yeah.
That hit. I was assuming that hits with a plus.
That hits, yeah.
To them. So, not a lot of damage, but it's 1d8 plus 4 plus the spell's level, so 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
13 points. Hey, it does its damage. All right.
Sure.
Okay. Ch-ch-ch-ch. All right. If that's it for you, that takes us to... Brot is seeing you guys do some heavy damage to his children. Oh,
and they're adopted.
Yeah, there you go. Morden, can you tell me a little, what does your spirit guardians look like?
I think we talked about it last time. Mm-hmm. Basically, these are the hammer blows of somebody working the forge, giant spiritual hammers falling from the sky to slam against any of my enemies within the area.
And they could be, and they can be easily seen. But he just,
yeah, it is very visible.
Yeah, he wouldn't just walk into that. Problem is, if he doesn't, does he have line of sight on anybody? He doesn't. He kind of has line of sight on Helya.
This little hook right here, I think.
Yeah, I know. Because she moved back. He does not want to walk into those spirit guys. You said those do radiant damage, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, he's smarter than that. He's going to stay right where he is and exhort his children onward, yelling in his demonic language. Let's see. That's going to take us to Stone Golem Blue, which is right here on Yamez.
So he would take Spirit Guardian damage.
Stone Guard, yes, he would. He is still in it. So he is starting his turn within the Spirit Guardian. So what does he need to roll? Or does he just take a certain amount of damage?
Wisdom DC 16.
Wisdom DC 16. He ain't going to make that. Actually, there's a 16. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me check him. No, he's plus zero. Okay, so he does make that. Okay. So what does he take?
He takes 8 radiant damage.
8 radiant. Stone Golem Blue. Okay. You guys are chipping away at him. Okay. Alrighty. And he's on Yamez, so he's going to make 2 slam attacks. Give me a break. A 4 and an 8. Yamez, an 18 doesn't hit, does it?
No, all right, I'm 2 sorry. Misses. The number you're looking for is 21.
Yeah, 2 misses from Blue. Red also starts within the Spirit Guardians. Is he... Nah, he's pretty much... He's into you. You're big and you're right in his face. So he's,
that I am.
So, yeah, he'll make his save here, which he will... A nat 20. All right. So what damage is Red taking?
7 radiant damage for him. I'm glad that 20 went to a save.
Yeah. That's true. You're not wrong. Okay. All right. He's still looking pretty strong. He's going to make 2. Are you still dodging?
Still dodging.
Here comes first attack. Let's see. No. Definitely not with disadvantage. And definitely not with disadvantage. That dodge is doing you right. Let's see. So there's Stone Golem Red. What's our friend the owl doing?
Caleb?
Yes.
Hey, last gate. What's Sparkon doing?
Sparkon is... I was actually just looking at his sheet. Thank you. he is going to... he's going to... Boop this guy.
Okay.
And he's gonna give advantage to Helya.
Okay.
If she so chooses.
Okay. Alright, there goes Sparkon. Moradin, you are up. You're big. You got a worm on one side, a golem to the right, stuck in the middle with you.
Oh my god. I am going to Healing Word Rick.
Okay.
A 3 and a 1, casting it at a second level. He gets 8 hit points.
All right.
Every little bit. Every little bit.
And I'm going to dodge.
And dodging. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right. That takes us to Devams. Let's start out with Blue. Caleb, roll me some more heat damage for... having swallowed a hot coal.
It's a D10, not a D8. 7 points of fire damage.
Taking 7 fire. I gotta spit this thing out. Am I that smart? I don't know. Let's see. Blue, 7 fire is gonna take him down to that. All right.
Does the golem take damage? The construct spirit?
The acid?
Yes, he will take... If he takes acid, does this thing take acid damage?
He does take acid damage.
He does take acid damage. All right.
He's resistant to poison, that's
it. Okay, but acid he will take. All right, then he is going to take... I don't know if he's resistant or whatever, but... That is... Ooh, a lot of sixes there. 6, 12,
oh, he's dead.
17... Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Ah, I digested him. Okay. Yeah. Still hot.
He basically just poofs.
Still hot.
And melts down.
Oh, that was still...
It's a spicy metal.
That's a spicy metal ball.
Right. It's good for me because I'm no longer concentrating.
Oh, that's always good. Okay, so let's go across my board. So red. Rick, I'm going to attack you again. Because you're right there in front of me. Here comes my first bite. Ooh, man, rolling hot. That is a 29, which I'm assuming hits. And yeah. Then my second bite, not as good. That's going to be a 19.
Still hits.
Oh, two hits. Okay. So this is going to be... 1, 2... roll the maraca. A lot of ones. Let's see. 20, 24, 29, 31, 38. That's going to be 46 piercing.
Oh my god. Okay.
And make me that dexterity save again. That DC 19.
Yep. I am swallowed.
Swallowed again. Not going to get away from me this time. Okay, so yeah, Morden, you can see Rick get swallowed again, restrained. They're obviously having some sort of do-si-do, him and that worm.
I need Worm Red.
Yes?
To make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw as a reaction, tap the head of my hammer and invoke the stone rune.
Ooh. Okay, everybody must get stoned. Here we go. That's a big miss. What's going to happen?
He is incapacitated.
Okay.
For 1 minute, he can attempt the save at the end of each of its turns.
Ooh, okay. I'm incapacitated for a minute. Let me write that down. And that's, which one is that? That's red?
That's red.
That's red. Okay. Okay, red is incapacitated. That's rough.
Oddly enough, for reasons I don't fully understand, the incapacitated condition does not impose advantage or disadvantage for the creature.
Interesting. It's not like stunned.
Yeah, it's not like stunned.
Stunned
you
is a
think.
Bitch, man. Nothing takes stunned away.
Yeah, ooh, God.
All right. Well, let's deal with blue. So blue just digested the construct, which is gone. So, but I can't get through. I got a stone golem in my way. freaking tunnels.
I think you rock-blocked your worm.
I have. Nice. I hate when that happens.
I don't want to... screw over my party here, but can they burrow by any chance?
Nah, that's not really what they do.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, not big burrowers. He's gonna hang in there behind the stone golem. I think Blot is not the world's greatest general. He has not laid this out perhaps the best way. Green... on really Morden, who is dodging.
Wow. Nice.
Let's see. Ooh, that's pretty good still, even at disadvantage. Morden, 27?
27 will hit.
All right, let's try the second bite. Ooh, again! The same thing. So
good
two,
Lord.
Two. No, those were two good rolls, a 17 and 18 and a 17 and a 19. All right, so you're gonna take 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. We shake the maraca. There's a lot of max dice there. Okay. 29. Let's see. 37. 44. 47. And 52. Oh, man. You're taking 68 piercing.
I am down.
Okay. Wow. That worm was bad, but now because you're large. Now, do you stay large? Or do you
I believe
shrink?
Once I'm incapacitated, I begin to shrink.
Oh, wow. And do you make... So then, would you make this dex save at disadvantage because you're prone?
I think if he knocks me out, yeah. I don't get to make the dex save at all.
Yeah, you fail.
It's an auto fail. Okay, so... Yeah,
also strength checks.
You guys who are close by, you see Moradin just get just absolutely slashed and burned by this worm, who then... as Moradin shrinks, slithers over and just eats him. So you now have two party members who are within worms. And that worm is now free to go wherever he wants to go, because Moradin is not blocking him. Whew! This is not looking good. Okay. That's green. We're back up to Helya. You've suddenly got a worm in your face that you didn't have, and you just saw Moradin get eaten. He has been swallowed.
Damn it. Bag. All right. Got this fancy thinking here.
I will say, though, Helya, this worm that just ate Moradin looks bad. It looks rough.
Yeah, no, that's why I thought it looked bad, so I'm going to treat it like it looks bad. All right, so I'm going to use that advantage that Last Gate gave me. Let's see, roll this.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to reach in, and I'm going to just pull the Harper Knives out real quick, and I'm going to sling them at him for a 21.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit.
A 10 piercing. I am going to spend... a superiority die to have it make a strength saving throw with a trip attack. See if I can knock it down, at least.
Well, there's no really... I mean, he's already prone, technically. I mean,
he... Say that he can't be knocked prone?
Yeah, I mean, he's slithering along the ground. There's no prone to knock him to. You can't, like, knock him lower than horizontal.
Not with that kind of attitude.
Look, I can...
You can disrupt his
below.
Equilibrium.
Yeah, can I disrupt his equilibrium and become laid down more?
I mean, he's got three all hit right, points. Fine. What you could do is just stab him.
Oh, he's only got three hit points? Okay, fine. Then I will do rally instead.
Okay, does that mean you put your cap on upside down?
No.
Okay. Old baseball joke.
Temporary hit points equal to my superiority die plus my charisma modifier.
Okay.
So if he dies, like, will that kill him?
If he dies, will that kill him?
It's very key here because I would like to give the temporary HP to Moradin when he is regurgitated, if he dies.
Oh.
If dies.
I thought you couldn't give temporary hit points to someone at zero.
More importantly, I don't think I get... regurgitated if it dies.
You have to do a certain amount of hit points to it to get it to regurgitate you. Just killing it doesn't make it regurgitate.
Okay.
So you would have to, like, cut him out of there.
Then I'm going to give temporary HP over to Yamez, who's being a good shield wall over there.
Okay.
And I will go cut, use my other two attacks that I have to cut Moradin out.
Okay.
I will take those temporary hit points. How much do I get?
You get... Let's see, that's a 1d10 now. Hold on. So you get a whole 11. I rolled a 1d10 plus my one charisma point.
Hey, that's 11 more that doesn't take away.
Okay. So, Helya, that means... so you've killed it. You've killed Worm Green, who was great on Bonanza, by the way. But it's gonna take you a whole action to cut Moradin out of this worm, because you gotta find him, you gotta feel around for lumps, then you gotta slice in there. So
if I don't take the whole action, then I'll just finish up my turn attacking another target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That might be a good policy.
Okay. Then I will turn to the stone giant that is currently. Actually, I'm gonna not draw on the map.
Please don't draw on the map. What are you doing? Unless I ask you to draw like your spiritual weapon or something.
It was an accident.
Just like, you know. Next thing you know, you're using Sharpie on the smart board. It's chaos. It's chaos!
I know how to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a way. It's just a pain in the ass.
Dry erase marker.
Yeah, a dry erase marker, and then you, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to move here, and then I'm going to shoot, like, I'm going to take the hand crossbow up, and I'm going to fire a shot off at the worm that has eaten.
Oh.
Buddy over there.
I see what you're doing. Okay, you're shooting on the other side of the stone golem. Go ahead, yeah, make that shot.
Side of the stone golem. Hand crossbow. We have 25.
Oh, that'll nine hit. Piercing. Nine piercing for red.
Yep. Plus, okay. Let's see. I will do another.
Actually, maneuver. If I'm incapacitated, do I grant combat advantage? I think I do.
No, it doesn't. That's the weird thing
that's
about
really
stone.
Really should. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then, but that still hits. Yeah,
the good news is it's one of the few effects that keeps going even if I get knocked out.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm doing a combat maneuver. Again, so I'm going to do another rally, and I'm going to do a total of 7 temporary HP to last gate.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is, with the way Crossbow Expert works, because I made a melee attack, follow that up with a bonus action on... a short crossbow. I'm going to use the free action to switch out over to my heavy crossbow and fire off a shot down the way because I don't have to load it.
Because you don't have to load. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's loading that takes the time.
28, 10 piercing.
10 piercing. Oh, he's hanging in.
And one more combat maneuver.
Oh, God.
For an additional 10 piercing.
Freaking maneuvers. Okay.
As I do distracting strike, so the next person who hits it has advantage.
Okay.
Battle Master paying dividends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Helya takes 2 quick shots and goes right in the worm, and then she looks at the worm and goes, "Hey, look over there at that wall." And the worm turns and goes, you know, and somehow it works. That's just how charismatic she is. Jamez, you've got Mr. Big Guy still on you.
I guess we'll just keep on swinging.
Jamez in the tunnels is basically just an immovable object here.
I mean, he's not dumb enough to move to let that worm in.
Yeah.
He's gonna stay right there. He's not looking forward to it, but.
That's gonna hit.
And a 21.
Both hit. Oh. See what kind of damage you do.
Oh, not bad. 8, 10, 14.
Okay.
First one. Oh, geez, nice. 11, 13, another 17 damage.
Woo!
Total 28.
You got him. You got. You've been taking pieces out of him. Yeah, absolutely. As you face off with him,
I'll use my bonus. Well, yeah, because I don't think anything is going to be coming around. I don't think that does anything unless it chooses to move.
Got any thoughts? Any movement?
No, you know what? Just in case, I'll use my bonus action to enter the defensive stance.
Okay.
Via my tunnel fighter.
Okay. All right. A little defensive stance.
Since we
there.
Are, in fact, in a tunnel.
Since we are, in fact, in a tunnel, this is almost like what it was made for. Okay. Rick, you are restrained, but you're inside this thing. You want to take another shot inside? Another stab?
Well, first I have to make a death save.
Oh, because you're... Wait a minute, you're down?
Okay.
Oh, I thought just Morden.
Yeah, I'm at two fails.
Oh, I thought Morden was down. Wait, why are you at two fails?
I also took acid damage from being inside the worm. I just failed my roll.
Wait, I got lost somewhere. What do you mean? Where?
It ate me last turn. I'm at zero.
It ate you last
points.
Turn. Right. So
inside,
that...
take one fail from the acid, and then I just rolled a five.
Whew. So you're at two fails.
Three. He died.
That's three fails. Wow.
No. That's
only two. Yeah, that's only two.
I thought you were already at two.
I know. I was confused by what you were saying,
now.
Too. Okay. So, yeah, you're at two now. You're at two now. That's what you're saying. Okay. All right. Damn.
And both the healers are down.
Both and the and
healers.
You got your healer down too. Oh, this is looking rough. Okay. Let's see. That takes us to Last Gate. What's up?
Okay. So he's got that end. Morden's in here.
Morden is in the worm right in front of
that
you.
That one's dead.
But it's dead. He's in a dead
this
worm.
This one is looking okay? Or
is looking rough.
Okay. I'm going to make a fist and act like I'm punching it from a distance, and I'm going to summon Bigby's hand and deck the shit out of it.
Deck the shit out of it.
So Bigby's hand is going to spawn right here.
Okay.
Bigby's hand is a large hand.
I should have that right here.
And because of Helia's thing, it has advantage, right?
The next attack does.
The next player, I don't know if that would count for Bigby's hand.
It's a DM's call.
And the next player. I mean, the hand is the extension of the player. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, an attack has advantage. Let's see. Let me make sure I've given you control of that there, big guy. Hold on.
Nope.
No, yeah, hold on. I can do that very quickly. Controlled by... Oh, I hate it when it doesn't. Controlled by Ingress. Now, can you move her around?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, put it where you want to and take your shot.
Disadvantage?
At advantage.
24.
24 will hit.
Okay.
Let's see how much damage you're going to do.
48 points of force damage. That's 10, 5, and 5, and 21 points of force damage.
That's exactly what you needed.
To its face. Just
boom. Okay. So this one's down too. But Rick is still inside. So you would still have to cut it out. Let's see. Anything else you want to do with that turn?
That was my bonus action.
That was your oh wow.
Oh no, that was my action to summon it. And then let's see. I just want to make sure I'm doing this right. As a bonus action on my subsequent turns. So I don't have anything yet remaining for this turn.
Okay.
As a bonus action, so that's going to be my turn.
Okay. Okay.
Stay where I'm at.
All right, let me turn Worm Red all the way red on my spreadsheet, because he's dead. There's only one worm left. Two golems. Okay. Golems don't look good. All right, Brot. Saw the spirit guardians go down.
Question?
Yes?
Can I move on top of the worm?
Can you move on top of the worm? He's a large creature. Yeah, I'll say you could climb up. He'd be difficult terrain, but yeah.
I'll put myself there.
Okay.
That I just don't want to be in this hall. I need to be seeing more things. I was
okay.
Out of this corner.
So, Blot will move up, and in fact, he will come, and he'll run. Basically, the two of you, Last Gate, you and he jumps up, and the two of you are on top of this worm, looking at each other, and Blot looks at you and points at you and says in what is obviously broken, sort of translated common,
"You have come to the wrong place."
And he makes a motion with both his hands, like he's sort of commanding something to rise up. But you don't see anything happen.
Bell?
Let's see. Make an Arcana check. Yes, you can tell this would be the beginning of something that looks like a summoning spell.
Counterspell.
Whoa, okay.
Fourth
level. Okay, let me take a look at what he was going to do there. Interesting. Okay, so yeah, so you see, Blot is, you know, his hands start to pulse with some of that magical energy. You reach out, counterspell with your hand, and it just snaps away. And Blot's two eyebrows sort of come together. He is very angry at that.
Counterspell is just a middle finger.
That is. It really. Counterspell is just, oh. Counterspell is the DM's nightmare. Okay. So you and he are having a face-off on top of this worm. Blue. Stone blue. Is there with Jamez. He's going to make two attacks. They are not at advantage. And I just threw a d20 at my cat by accident. Sorry, bear kid. Let's see. 16's not going to hit Jamez. And a 14 sure isn't. Okay.
Yep.
No, those are. He is not a great roller. That whole tunnel is just kind of clogged. And red...
Rock and roll is not his type of music.
Oh, yes. No, it's not. You know, but he might enjoy the Stone Temple Pilots. Oh! Hey, boom
the
goes the dynamite.
Bad with this one. I'm sorry.
You guys can't keep getting away with this shit.
Let's see. He's going to move one step down. There, now he can't actually get that close to Helya. There, that's as close as he's going to get, I think.
We only get away with it because Joel caved to it.
It's true.
Oh. Ah,
it's, yeah. Ow. Yeah. Well, I've got tunnel vision on these things. Here comes Helya. She does not have advantage because there's a dead worm behind her, and that's all. So he's going to take... Helya, 22. Hell yeah.
Yes.
22 is going to hit. And I think 25 is going to hit.
Nope. Yeah. That's a one.
Ha-ha!
Oh. Okay, so one hit or a miss. One hit, one miss on the slam. 2 to F14. Hell, you're going to take 14 slam damage. What's our owl gonna do?
What does he wanna do? Owl is going to come fly up next to Helya.
Okay.
Boop the red golem.
Boop the red golem.
Give Helya advantage again.
Okay. Red golem. Alright. Moradin, I guess you're making me a death save, are you not?
Yes. Let's see, I fail one automatically.
Do they still have to contend with the acid damage?
Not once it's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case. There's no way for me to roll it on the tabletop, so I'm going to have to do this the old-fashioned way.
That's all right.
16, that's one success.
That's a success. All right. All right. One worm is just stuck there. Actually, no. Brot is...
gonna... It's okay. You can PvP your characters if you want. You just knock your characters out of the way. That's fine.
He is going to... 5, 10, 15. It's going to head off up to here. Hearing the command of his master, the Worm Lord. Okay. To the point where you guys can probably no longer see him. Okay. Let's see. That was blue. You killed red. You killed green. Let's see. And that actually, that will take us back to the beginning of the round of rounds, to the top of the round, round six, which will start with Helya. But before we do that, we are gonna, this is gonna be a place we gotta take an intermission somewhere, because we're running out of recording medium. So we're gonna take a little pause right here. This is gonna be actually about the best place we're gonna find to take our intermission. And we will be back in just a second with our guys are in a little bit of a tight spot here, but we're going to see what happens with them. But before that, what we'd like to do at all of our intermissions, always want to encourage you to check out the fine folks at stackup.org. That's stackup.org, a fine website, a fine charitable organization that works specifically with both veterans and active duty military. And they do it through the community of gaming. So they do everything from bringing supply crates and getting gaming supplies to soldiers in forward positions. Whole units can be helped out by this. They also get soldiers, both veterans and active duty military, to conventions when conventions come back. And they also have the STOP program, Stack Up Overwatch program, that runs via Discord, the same service that we are using to bring you the game tonight. And it is counseling 24/7, available to active duty military and veterans. It can be any kind of, they can get you in touch with professional counseling. They can just give you somebody to talk to, somebody to game with. They can help you negotiate benefits and all sorts of things that are part of the veteran experience. And most of all, they can really help you out with a sense that you're not going through whatever you're going through all by yourself. There's all kinds of great studies and stats that gaming can increase morale, can build community, even really help deal with the situations and some of the difficulties that can, over the long term, lead to a higher veteran suicide rate. So please do take advantage of them. If you're out there, you're within the sound of my voice, or you know somebody who is, you know somebody who's a veteran and maybe could use an ear, they are available 24/7 on the Discord server, and it is the Stack Up Overwatch program, and they are easily accessible at stackup.org, stackup.org. And we will be right back for what could be kind of a tense second half in just a moment. And we are back. Okay. We are back up at the top of the round for round six. Helya, you are up first, and you're, speaking of being up, you're one of the, you've got, what, 2/5 of your party down. So what's going to happen?
Oh.
The tank has been tunk.
And you can see up on top of the worm, right to your, if you look to your right there, Lastgate and this demonic figure are facing off, standing on top of this dead worm carcass, like they're on the top of two train cars, just looking at each other, and you can see some magic fireworks just went back and forth between them.
Okay, how's the stone guy looking?
The one right beside you? Still pretty good. The one that Jamez is facing off with is barely on his feet.
Well, I'm going to put the big crossbow back up over my back and pull out the little short sword and the hand crossbow.
Okay.
And here we go. I'm just going to, like, for the first time ever, make a gesture. She kind of, like, does a little gesture to Moradin, if she does, and runs in there at it.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Meleeing. Meleeing the golem.
24.
He's going to hit.
All right. That will be 7 piercing.
Okay. And are these weapons magical at all, or are they just straight up like it's a hand crossbow and a short sword?
Unfortunately, no, these are not magical.
Okay, all right. Just
my heavy crossbow is, but I can't do anything with
That's what I need to know. Okay, all right. Okay, there's your first one.
Yep. So second swing. Be 27.
Oh, which will also hit.
And then a bonus action with hand crossbow.
Okay.
For a 22.
Which will hit.
Piercing.
Okay.
And then a combat maneuver trip attack, which will add an additional d10.
Okay. Hold on.
So that's another 9 piercing.
Okay. Hold on. Let me check him on that trip attack. Let's see. Magic. That's not magic. And you're not trying to alter his form. Oh, yeah, he can be tripped. Okay, all right, so what have I got to do here?
There's a DC 16. Let me make sure I get the right one here on what it is. Let's make a strength saving throw. So DC 16 strength check.
Ooh, I'm pretty good at that.
Or you fall down.
All right, let's see. Oh, crap, he rolls a 2. So, yes, he misses that. So I assume that means I'm prone.
Yeah, you fall prone.
Okay, so Stone Golem Red goes prone.
And when it falls prone, I think he's going to move. Yeah.
Okay.
He's down. So yeah.
I mean, the only place you can move, though, would be back towards where
Well, I mean, I could go up around it and get over there by, I could get behind the hand.
I mean, you could try. It's
all right.
Tumble through a golem. It worked for me.
Yeah, but she's not a rogue. I mean, yeah, I'll give you a DC to run over him. You're not actually going to leave his range, so you wouldn't trigger an attack of opportunity. But the problem is, okay, look at what we were just talking about during the break. Now, same thing. Does the hand occupy space? That's the thing.
We specified that the hand does not fill
does
the space.
Not occupy says, space unless you're using interposing.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
So moment. Yeah, so hell yeah, if you want to try to run across him, I'll give you an athletics or an acrobatic on it.
Okay.
Always a chance you could trip and fall into him, or you know whatever.
Is it 21?
Of what?
Acrobatics.
You're doing acrobatics? Okay. 21 yeah. Acrobatics check. So yeah, you're just going to kind of take a running start, and where do you want to end up?
Let's see. So you scoot across him. Here-ish?
I mean, yeah, what's your movement? So you got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I mean, yeah, you could end up like here or up here, wherever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just want to get there. Uh-huh. Get that hand between me and the golem, see if Lasket can't do something with it.
Okay. All right. So yeah, there's your... Yeah, so there's any other parts of your turn there?
No.
Okay, so you have made it up there. And took a... And you could tell... Hell yeah, when you were taking those attacks on the golem. I mean, yeah, you're hitting. Yeah, you're chipping away stone. You're probably not doing as much as you would do on flesh, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Jamez, you and your dance partner are still blocking that right-hand tunnel. He doesn't look good.
Okay. Okay, he is going to... He's going to attack... It. One. And I think that might help a lot. That's natural 20, so 28.
Okay. So, yeah, no, that hits. That's a crit if it's a nat 20 there.
And on top of that...
Smite!
I will, yes, I'm smiting.
Okay.
So let me grab all the dice for that, which is Divine Smite. So 2d8 extra radiant damage.
Oh, this might be enough.
Level higher than first, so I don't think I have any other... Yeah, so that's just going to be at first level, so it's just going to be a 2d8.
Okay.
Or no, that's 4d8.
All right. Math is hard. Oh, jeez. Okay, so...
You didn't have to do too much, but tell me what the total is.
6, 11, 16, 18, plus 2 is 20, plus 4 is 24, plus another 5.
Yeah, you did it. You did it. So, I mean, he didn't have that much left. He didn't have that many hit points left. So, yeah, I mean, you just rear back and... With a war cry, just blast these weapons into him, and he busts apart like you're busting apart a dirt clod. I mean, just huge. It's one of these great hits. It's full of radiant energy, and you look back over your shoulder and you realize that no one could see it. You have like literally nobody in line of sight. It's like, oh man, one of the great hits of my life, and I killed this huge stone golem, but nobody saw. But your foe is no longer a threat and is no longer blocking that tunnel. So,
and
you've still got
the
movement.
The golem crumbles.
It's true. You've still you've still got movement. You've still got hit.
I have another attack.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
He is going to skirt around, and would I be able to get? If I move over to the other side of Blastgate, would I get anything on Blot?
What's your... On Blot? No, you can't really... unless you're taking a ranged attack. No.
Is there any way to get to Blot?
I mean, you can always move through a friendly square, but Blastgate has... Hold on, I gotta move this worm. Just moving the worm for a moment. Not no, because you and Blastgate can't occupy the same square, which is what you would need to do.
I get up there and kind of move around him to get to the other side of the tunnel.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do. Now Blot's pretty big. I'm gonna. You can get over there and attack this golem, but you're not gonna be able to like move around Blot to get to attack him from the rear. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
If you right-click on the worm,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to see a couple options, and one of them is you can move them to the back or the front.
Right.
If you move them to the back, we can move. We can see all of our characters.
Will you be able to see that, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, if you hit move your back.
Oh,
see, we're now underneath them.
Yeah, it's still kind
so
of a
kind of better picture, I guess.
It's still a little bit of a cluster, but yeah, okay. That's what happens when you ride the worm. So where are you going there, Jamez?
Then I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my second attack on the worm to slice it open.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. It's an 18.
You're it's not moving. I mean, it's dead. You're just slicing
I just
want
to make
it open.
Sure he doesn't natural one it.
Right, yeah, that's basically what you're trying not to do. So yeah, you give me a hit point total just for fun.
Okay. 11, 15.
Yeah, you kind of take the what are you using there? Are you using those two, the sword pairs, or are you using the gauntlets? What are you doing?
I'm using, Death's Gauntlet.
Yeah, so you just basically run over the top of it behind Lastgate there, turn, slice it open, and as you slice it open, right there on that side, you can see that you narrowly missed a leg. There's like you could tell that's like you can see the bottom half of Morden's leg that you've just freed and open there, and you're like, ooh, I should maybe be kind of careful as I cut this thing open because I don't want to cut my buddy. So that's
cut my leg. I can make a new leg.
You gotta cut me, Mick. You gotta cut me. Okay. So we're gonna. I think that's gonna be it for your turn, right, Jamez? Because that's move action.
Unless you count Moradin as an object currently, then I can interact with it. But that's,
yeah,
that's
he's kind it. Of a no. He's still a character. He's made.
I'm still breathing.
He's made death saves. He's good. Okay.
I think that's it because I don't think I can cast.
Okay.
Lay on hands.
You could lay hands on his leg, unless you can. Can you do that as a bonus action?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's an action.
Okay. Yeah, that's
the. Yeah, I mean, lay on hands is an action.
Yeah,
so. Did he kill the stone golem and then go cut him out?
He killed the stone golem on his first attack. So.
I thought it took a whole action to. Someone out.
It takes a whole action to cut him out and remove him. Yeah,
to cut him out.
He would need another. He would need another round to pull him out. Yes.
Because I'd asked that initially when I killed the worm, and you told me that it would take the full action to do anything for it.
No, you could cut it open, but you're not going to be able to cut it open and pull him out in a whole action. It's not gonna. No, you're not going to be able to go down, slice it open, grab him. Pull him out. I mean, that's a whole turn right there.
Right. I was just it threw me because like that's what I had asked initially was like if I could just cut it open, and I was told no to take a whole action.
Yeah, removing him from the worm. I'm sorry. I thought you meant removing him from the worm, and removing him from the worm would take a whole to cut him out and pull him out would take a whole action. Right. Yeah.
A bit of confusion there. Gotcha.
Okay. So. Rick, I get. Hold on, let me. I'm gonna. I feel like I have to do this here. I'm gonna turn off the music for a second.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like I gotta do this. All right. So you're at two death saves, and you're
the worm I'm in is dead, right?
The worm you are in is dead. Yes, and you're not taking acid damage because it's dead. But correct me if I'm wrong. You are, because I want to be really accurate on this, you are at two fails.
No, this is
correct?
This is make it or break it right here.
This is make it or break it. Okay, I've turned off the music. This is a worthy of a moment of focus. All right, go ahead.
Here we go. I'm going to use my last point of luck.
Oh, God.
God.
Oh, Jesus. Can I just know what it was?
Rolled a 5.
God damn. Okay.
And then I just rolled a 7.
Can I see him or no?
Can
inside
you
a worm.
See him? No,
can
he's in a worm.
We can't see him, right?
Yeah, he's trapped in a worm. Okay.
I die. In
there's
the worm.
There's a dead body of a murder meat in a worm. Okay, we're gonna leave you there for a little bit there. Your party is going to have some choices of what they want to do with you. Or if let's assume for a moment they can get out, which is not necessarily a great assumption. I'm gonna bring the tunes back for a second. That was Rick. Lastgate, you are facing off with Blot on top of this worm. What you gonna do?
Yeah, bonus action. I'm gonna punch the crap out of this golem in front of it.
Go for it. It's a magic attack, so it's gonna do damage.
That's a 19 plus 8.
Oh yeah,
pretty sure, but yeah,
that's
pretty
gonna
sure.
Hit.
So 48 points of, so 20 points of force damage.
Woof! Okay. Not looking great, but still then... up.
With it being prone, did you get advantage on it?
Oh, was it prone?
Yeah, I had knocked it prone.
Oh, hang on. I rolled a natural 20.
No kidding.
I'm not joking. I rolled a natural 20. So he takes 40 points.
Oh, that's it.
If we just double the dice.
You bet. Yeah.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
You're welcome.
No, that busts him apart like a pinata. Okay.
Okay.
So he's.
So.
So let me hold on. Let me mark him as dead. All right.
Okay. With that, I'm going to use my action, and I'm going to, as I like. Pull my other hand towards me in a fist to hit him. At the same time, I thrust my other hand forward and try to grab onto Blot and cast Shocking Grasp.
Ooh, okay, go for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he wearing armor?
He is. He is wearing, it's not metal armor, but yes, he is wearing like what would probably look like hide. Yeah.
Oh, then no, I do not get advantage because he's wearing hide armor. So just a single attack roll. I rolled another natural 20.
Jesus.
Let me take a picture of this.
Sweet Jesus. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Rick could have used one of those natural 20s.
Exactly. Where was that natural 20?
I'm so sorry, guys. 2d8 points of damage times 2. So that's 11, 22 points of lightning damage. And he can't take reactions until the start of his next turn, which means I'm going to bounce back one square to get hell out of his face.
Jumping off
and
the worm.
He can't swing at me.
Okay.
Rot. And that's my turn.
And it is now his turn. Oh, his golems are gone. His worms are down. Yeah, he's gonna do discretion as the better part of valor. And he's gonna head out. 1, 2, 3.
Don't happen to get opportunity attack by any chance?
Yeah, you're gonna get an opportunity attack as he goes. Because you're catty corner to him. So yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
Take it as you go.
Can I add smite to opportunity attacks?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a melee.
Okay, does a 21 hit?
A 21 does hit.
Okay, so we're on top of this, we're going to add a smite. So it's still just 2d8. But anything at this point is going to help. Oh, wow. It's 15 radiant damage, and then 5, 10, 14, 16 regular damage.
So that's 30?
Okay. 15 plus, 30 damage.
But you don't have, like, Sentinel or anything that's going to keep 31. Him from retreating?
No.
Yeah, okay. No. So he's going to take that damage.
If I had taken a bonus action to do a tunnel fighter, I would have been able to pursue him. But
5, 6. He can make it one more. Okay. All right. Yes. Blot is on his way. Actually, he can double move. He took the attack of opportunity. He's going to make it to that junction right there. And then he will think about life, the universe, and everything. At which point, hey, we've kind of forgotten about this, but what's the owl gonna do?
The owl is going to fly over here.
Oh, you're gonna fly after him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is going to boop him.
Okay.
And give Helia advantage.
Okay.
He's gonna fly back 20 feet over to here.
20 feet, all right. Okay. All right. So that takes us to Moradin, you're making a death save here.
Just one moment. That'll be a 12.
Okay, two makes. All right, we're back up to Helya. Helya, your enemies are down. There are no golems up. There are no worms up. You know that Rick is inside this worm somewhere.
Oh yeah, no, I'm cutting in.
Yeah, you can easily. I mean, just.
I'm not gonna use the sword though, because I'm worried about it being too big.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. Yeah.
She's got the dagger her wife gave her, and so she's gonna take that and just start like cutting into it and try and get him out.
Yeah, so it is easily enough. It's easy enough to do. You slice it open like a salmon, and yeah. You can see, oh, there's a leg, oh, there's an arm, oh, there's a, it's Murder Mead, and you extract him from the worm carcass, and he is not breathing, no signs of life. Now, at this point, let me ask everybody a question, because it'll change the way. Does anybody have any intention of pursuing Blatt?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to keep us in rounds. Okay, if I was going to take us out of rounds if nobody was going to pursue. Okay.
If anybody else didn't say yes, I was going to.
Okay, I just need to know.
And resuscitate him. I know it's not going to do anything. But okay. What she would do.
So yeah, Helya just starts. You know, she flips him over and puts two hands on his chest and starts. You know, staying alive, staying alive, and just you know, she's doing. That's what they teach you to do in the if you've ever had the Red Cross training. Just
another one bites the dust. Also has
that also cape, boom,
but
boom,
they recommend
boom.
Not using.
Oh yeah, no, that's the wrong energy, isn't it? Really, that's kind of Dancing Queen could do it, but I don't know if that's what you want to hear as you drift off to the great beyond. Plus, not a lot of people can sing that 3-octave range. So, yeah, you guys can hear because there's nobody who could see, is there? No, nobody would have line of sight on this. Hell, you can kind of hear. Helya from sort of around the corner, they're just, come on, one, two, three, one, two, three, four, and it does not take it doesn't take sort of a wisdom check or anything to know what that means. She is attempting to resuscitate. Let's see. That's gonna, if she's gonna spend her whole turn doing that. So, Jamez, what are you gonna do?
We're gonna pull out Moradin, and he's going to grasp him by his armor.
Okay.
And, doing his lay on hands.
Okay. Gonna lay on some hands.
And he'll give him. Let's see, he'll give him 15 health.
Okay, so yeah, you see, Jamez lay two hands on Moradin and takes a second. There's maybe a flash of fiery wild magic, and Moradin starts to breathe again. He doesn't look good, but he is.
And then he's gonna slap him.
Okay, that's a choice. Sure.
Why?
And he's dead again.
I will assume he does not. He does not slap him hard enough to do damage.
Don't you ever do that to me again.
Any other pieces of your turn here, Jamez?
Yes, and he's going to let him go and chase after Blatt.
Okay. Move your distance.
I can go the distance.
You can go that far. Okay. Is that a single move or a double move?
And that is a single move.
That's a single.
And as a bonus action, I'm going to enter my defensive stance.
Okay. Okay, cool. Last gate. What's up? Well, you saw Jamez run on past you down the tunnel after Blot. You can hear off to your left around the corner, you can hear, come on, come on, one, two, come on. But can't see anything else. Moradin is at your feet, sort of resuscitating, you know, with his few hit points.
Okay. I am going to be very torn between the two things, but I know that I can't. Lyske can't do anything about what's going on. So I'm going to move 20. I'm sorry. 20. 25 is my movement.
Yeah, you could still see him. He's okay. You know, yeah, you can still, he's kind of around the bend, but yeah.
I'm going to cast Hold Person on Blot.
Ooh, okay.
So he needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Blot's a fiend, though, isn't
Blot's
it?
Blot's a fiend, yeah. So it would...
Would I know this, though?
Well, he's
would
been...
Would Lascade know this?
He's been speaking to you in what seems like Abyssal.
He did also say he was part of the Brood of Shakal.
And he said this he was part of the Brood of Shakal.
Okay. So I would know this.
So you would need Hold Monster on him.
Yeah, in that case, I will reach into my bag, pull out a bit of licorice, strip off a piece in my mouth, and cast Haste on Yamez.
Ooh.
I'll drop Bigby's hand.
Coked out barbarian.
That's what we all need.
Messed up barb. yeah, okay. That's gonna be all I have. I can't do anything else after that.
Okay, and it is actually Blot's turn now. This is interesting because this is what he was going to do anyway. Yamez, you need to make a DC 17 Wisdom save.
Is this a spell?
This is a spell.
Counterspell.
Yes.
Ah, okay. What level are you casting it at?
3.
I think I succeed my wisdom saving throw.
Hold on, let me check something really fast on him. What level caster is he?
My wisdom isn't bad, just for future.
No, yeah, I figured it's not, but...
Well, I was just letting...
He doesn't have a lot of choices his bag.
Yeah, you have a decent one. I know you have a decent one. I just don't want the spell
so
to
that's
have a chance.
What level did you cast it at?
3.
Oh, it's a third level spell.
Gone.
So, gone.
Fails.
Gone. Yeah, he wouldn't have known to have cast it at a higher level. Okay, so yeah, you counterspell him for a second time. For a second time. Oh, he's not
motherfucker.
Man, it's all his best stuff is... magic stuff, and you're counterspelling the crap out of him. So what's he gonna do? Is he gonna run? No, I think he is going to assume, because he wouldn't know, that he can just sit here and go head-to-head with Yamez. So he's not gonna move. But he counterspelled, so he loses that action and he loses that spell slot. Owl? Anything happening with the owl?
Oh, yeah. Owl's going to boop him. And then fly. He's going to just sit right here. And he's going to give Yamez advantage on his first attack.
Okay. Moradin, you have been newly arisen with your not a lot of hit points, but some. Where you are, you can sort of tell down the tunnel... Yamez and Lascade are doing something straight down the tunnel in front of you, but over to the the left there, you can hear, come on, come on, and you know something's. It sounds like resuscitation. It sounds medical. What you gonna do?
Well, I am going to rush over to Rick. That's unfortunately all my movement for the turn. And can I tell that he is too far gone?
I'll give you a check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me roll that then. And of course, I'm not trained in medicine, but I got a 20 anyway.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. You can tell, like, it's... No. He is... There is no breath. There is no eye flutter. There is no nothing. Like, the spirit of life has left this creature.
Okay. I've got one last Hail Morden. I'm going to cast Locate Object.
Now, before you do that.
Yeah.
Daniel. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. As I look back at my rounds here, I need you to walk me through where that second death save was, because I can't freaking find it.
Yeah, no, I think Caleb was just, or James?
Yeah.
James was just talking about that. Like, because I thought I was taking the acid damage on my turn.
So when did you take, let's be clear, when did you go down to zero? I've got
when
that.
When it swallowed me.
That's what I've got.
I was dead when it swallowed.
You were dead when it swallowed you.
I was unconscious when it swallowed me.
Where was the second death save?
I thought I was taking damage on my turn. I don't know why.
No, you take it on the worm's turn.
So you have one more death save, technically.
I would have another death save, technically, yes.
Healing word.
No. If it happened on the worm's turn...
That's what I'm not clear on.
He went down previously and failed the death save.
Right.
The worm took a turn before I killed it.
Yes.
So it would have done acid damage.
Yeah, so I think what happened was it hit him, he was dead, it swallowed him, he took the damage. So there's the two turns, and then he took the third one later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Is what I think is what happened.
All right.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Rick.
Yes.
Since you took damage that you didn't owe on your turn, even if you were going to take that damage later, you took it too early and you gave yourself a second death save. I will give you a second, this is going to sound weird, a second third death save.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm super lucky. I think I got this. I mean, what are the odds that I roll under a 10 again? I mean,
it's still 50%.
Shush.
It's always 50%.
Yeah.
It never changes.
50% chance.
Okay, well, it's a 9.
Oh, God.
It's actually more than 50%.
Or it's 45% chance that you'll roll a 9 or below.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? You'd think.
All right. So yes, Morden, you can tell that this is not Rick. This is the thing that contained Rick. This is the this is the body that had Rick's spirit in it. You've taken movement.
I have action. One, like I said, last Hail Morden here. I'm going to cast Locate Object specifically. Searching for diamonds.
Oh, okay.
I know it's a long shot, but it's a shot that I still have.
What is the range on locate object?
So locate object is 1,000 feet, but it is blocked by any thickness of lead, and that's it.
Yeah. These aren't mines. I'll tell you what. Roll me percentile dice. Roll me a two tens and decide which one is the percentiles.
97.
No
oh
kidding.
God.
No joke.
No joke. Okay. Yeah. Then I will say that you can definitely get a sense that there are diamond deposits. They are down below you though. What? How detailed does locate object get you?
1,000 feet. You sense the direction to the object's location as long as that object is within 1,000 feet of you. If the object is in motion, you know the direction of its movement.
I guess my question is, do you get more of a as the crow flies thing, or is it more like find the path? Like you're going to know how to get there.
It is as the crow flies.
So yeah, you're going to know there are diamonds to be had, but they're going to be kind of under you and significantly, like over 100 feet under you.
It's not gonna do it, and it doesn't look like I have a means of digging down there, so I'm gonna call out to Last Gate.
Okay,
what are Last you gonna... Gate. Rick has perished. I can revive him if we have a sufficient quantity of pure diamonds, but the closest ones are below us 100 feet. Do you know, is there a way for you to summon a creature that can burrow?
Okay. All right. So because
that's going to be it.
Because we're
that's
still in rounds. Yeah. And you don't even know if he heard that because he's kind of locked in combat a long way away. Okay. But we're there with Helya. So Helya, you're up and you have seen that happen. You know, Moradin has come and he obviously is letting you know we're not in the resuscitation phase. We're in the have to go get a 1,000 gold piece diamond phase. What are you gonna do?
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to shoulder Murder Mead.
Okay.
And I can't believe him here. He's not gonna. It's too much of a gamble. And she's gonna start carting him out.
Okay, where are you gonna head? You got your full movement.
She looks down at Moradin and she's like, take him to the temple. He's more important than that fucking book.
Agreed.
And then she's gonna start walking. She's gonna cart him to the temple.
Okay.
As far as she is concerned, he is more important than the book.
All right. So, well, Moradin, we'll figure out if you're going to go with her when it comes back around to your turn. Jamez, you have no idea that any of that's going on.
Nope.
So what's going on up here in the blot area?
How many attacks do I get with haste? I have.
You get an extra, correct?
An extra action or an extra attack?
Ooh, that's true. That would make a difference with you. Half a moment.
I have two attacks per action.
It's just one more attack.
Yeah, one extra
attack. Yeah, I think it's just one more attack.
Your speed is doubled.
Yeah, you get a +2 advantage to AC, advantage on dex, and gains an additional attack on each of your turn. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. So with that, he's going to look at Blot and... he's going to say, "You're not going to worm your way out of this situation." And he's going to start wailing on him.
Still with the puns.
Okay. Or is he going to start worming on him? Okay. Go ahead.
This is why I get away with it.
The DM encourages it.
It's true. It's true.
And I will be, as a bonus action. Oh, wait, I get advantage on the first one, but I will be using Vow of Enmity.
Okay.
On it, which is I can choose one creature that I see within 10 feet, and I gain advantage on attack rolls against it for 1 minute or until it drops to zero HP
okay.
or falls unconscious.
All right.
So the first one is already with advantage because of the lovely birdie that Jambis keeps forgetting the name of.
Sparkon.
Yeah, that one. Sparkon.
Look, it's owl over now. Don't worry about it.
21 to hit.
Oh yeah. That's gonna hit. That's gonna hit Blatt.
And we're just smiting all the way, to be honest. Which gets, I think 3d8 because he's a fiend.
Yes. Oh, he's gonna take that extra damage because he's a fiend.
So yeah. So this one do 3d8 on him. Oh jeez, I'm not good on those. Jeez. So 6, 9, 11, 15. Regular, and then 6, 13, 19 radiant, so 34. Yeah, 34, I think, is what
okay.
that first one is.
Okay.
Which that spell slot goes away. And the second attack is also going to have advantage because of enmity. And that's a 15 and a 20, so natural 20.
Okay.
I need more dice. Excuse me while I find all these d8s. Hold on.
Make him pay for Rick.
I unintentionally, this is for Rick.
Yeah, you don't have any idea, yeah, about that.
No, he doesn't know.
Fucking Rick rolling.
Oh my god. You've
but
been
yeah.
waiting on that one.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
fucking have.
6, 12, 22.
Hell, he's leaving the tunnels. Morden's like, put him down. No, I'm never going to give him up.
24, 28. So there's 28, and then 36. 43, 49, 52, 56, and 58 total damage for the second hit.
Okay.
And it's still up.
So give me a total for the what did you do all told? You did 58 for the second.
So 58 for the second, and I think I did 34 for the other one.
Okay.
So that's 92.
Right.
Total.
And then don't you get a third? Don't with
I get,
with haste
I get a third
gets
one.
You another one.
I get a third
okay.
one. Unfortunately, so that's going to be 22 to hit.
That's still gonna hit, Mr. Blatt.
Okay. So, and then I'm actually going to cast this last smite at second level, which is still gonna be 4d8. All right. Come on, last one. Dog. Okay. So 6, 10, 12, 16, plus 8, 14, 20. So 30, 36. So a total of, what is that, 100 and, 108?
Okay.
No. 118?
108.
Wait, you said 36 plus the 92 from before.
Yeah.
That'd be 128.
128.
Sorry, my math. Barbarians can't do math. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Is that the end of the turn?
Yeah, that's okay. That's it.
All right, so you take your gauntlets there. As soon as you hit him and do that first point of radiant damage, Blot just kind of flies apart. Like it with a blast of fiendish energy. And let's see, what would this be for you? Would it be a religion check? I guess. Yeah, give me a religion check.
Yeah, we'll see how well this goes. Well, that's not bad. 16.
And Lasket, you could see this too. You had line of sight. I'll give you an arcana on it.
I saw a blur. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Arcana?
Yeah, let's call it arcana.
27.
Yeah, you get a sense that what he was just hitting, what he was just fighting, was not as substantial as the actual as the first blot that you hit. Yes, there was something there. Yes, it was a creature that could take damage, but it wasn't as meaty and substantial as the first blot that you guys dealt with. And so yeah, he hits it, he digs in with those radiant damage, and it kind of rah, and blasts with this burst of fiendish energy, and the two of you sit alone. Well, no, counting the owl, the three of you sit alone at the junction of this tunnel with Yamez kind of wild eyes and looking around, going, you know, what next? What'd you
know. Drop it.
Drop in haste.
And then I go running back the other way.
You go running back the other way. You can turn the corner in time. That was so fast. I mean, that was one action. That was one round, and it was one hasted round. That you can see the back end of Helya, and with Rick's sort of, I guess it'd be kind of, what, if she's fireman's carrying him, it'd be the back half of him over her back. With his feet to her front, and she's headed back down the tunnel that you guys came in.
Rick?
Rick is down. I have the magic to revive him, but I need diamonds to do it. There are some within range, but I have no means of reaching them. If you have any ability to summon any creature that can burrow, we have a chance to save him now.
I don't have anything like that.
This was my fear.
Less talking, more walking, taking him back to the temple.
The priests of Moradin will have stronger magic than I.
Jamez, what are you doing as these three have kind of met at the? Are you going with Lastgate? What you doing?
He just kind of got abandoned. And once haste drops, I'm stunned for a bit.
That's right.
So he kind of just sits there and stares off into space until it wears off, and then he would probably start heading back, very confused.
Let me check on that post haste thing. When the spell ends, the target can't move or take actions till after its next. Okay, so it's only like 6-12 seconds. Yeah. But a wave of lethargy has swept over you. So yeah, there is a sort of a sense of, man, anybody got any Gatorade? An orange slice? So yeah, that is the situation. So you all the four of you have kind of convened at the tunnel that leads out of the Undercity And
well, I'm not conveying it. I'm walking.
You're walking. You're going.
Hell yeah.
What?
Let me carry him, please.
I got him.
Please.
No offense, but can you do it? You're a little, She just kind of holds her arm up just and flexes it.
Grab him and pull him off of her shoulder and onto mine.
So, yeah. With the two of you kind of engaged in a little bit of a tug of war that eventually ends up with Murdermead's dead body, mostly sort of over Laskate's two shoulders, kind of with his neck around, kind of like he's almost like he's carrying him like a pair of water buckets there. They're going down the tunnels. Give me a marching order here.
I'll be in front since I know the way back.
Hell yeah, in front. Last game.
John must probably be last. He's slagging ass.
And Moradin still at very, very low hit points, I believe.
This is true, but I have locate object up still, looking for those diamonds in case you know okay. We come across any more.
Okay, coming up. And yeah, you guys climb the tunnel. You know, remember you went down. It had a definite slope down as you came in, and now it's got a definite slope up as you come out. And it's going to be when Helya turns the corner into the other tunnels that you suddenly hear a voice that seems to come kind of from everywhere with the echoes. That just says, "Hey, look who we have here. It's just like a reunion. It's like old friends week around here. Everybody's coming back."
Is that Foss?
As you hear the familiar voice of Foss, the head of the Zhentarim, somewhere in the close vicinity.
I'm just going to look at the others and I'm going to tell them to run.
And that is where we're going to take our pause for this week, folks.
Oh no, it's Saturday, Joel. We should keep going.
Oh my goodness. What a lot has happened. We've got Rick down. We've got Helya meeting her old buddies in the Zhentarim. You guys have made your first foray down into the Undercity and gotten your patootes kicked. And you are definitely not, by any stretch of the imagination, at full strength. But, my goodness, there's a lot to figure out here. And we thank you folks for coming by. As always, we hope that you are safe and healthy and happy wherever you are. And, oh my goodness, I can't imagine you would not join us next week for another episode of Murder in Mirabar. Thanks so much.